What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Go Wild is a free social community created for and by hunters. This means that unlike mainstream social media, your trophy pictures won't be censored. They're encouraged. As you spend time on Go Wild, you will earn awesome rewards such as gift cards, free swag, and big discounts on brands like Garmin and Vortex. You will even earn $10 just for signing up. Visit downloadgowild.com and sign up today.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay three nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit BestWestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
We heard you. 9 years of Bring Back the Snack Wrap and you've won. But maybe you should have asked for more. Say hello to the Hot Honey Snack Wrap. Now you've really won. Go to McDonald's and get it while you can.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're going to be talking with Tracy Breen of Huntworth. And the topics of conversation that we're going to be discussing today, company history, we're going to talk about their materials, we're going to talk about who their demographic is, we're going to talk about a little bit of layering, how they decide what garments to make. And one thing that I really find interesting is how they make design changes to their products through the people who use them. And so if enough, for example, the example you'll hear is about a zipper. Enough people think the zipper is garbage, they go out and the next year they got a new zipper on it. Or, you know, so customer feedback and the people who use their products are part of the change process. And I think that's awesome, because sometimes you can get a company who the designers are like, "Hey man, this is the best. This is the best of the best." And they don't take any customer feedback. And I don't know if it's ego or what it is, but I like the way Huntworth operates. And to be completely honest, on the Nine Finger Chronicles side, I think I'm going to be wearing some of their gear this year in a partnership that we're going to be doing. And so I'm looking forward to testing it out. I know in previous episodes I've talked about just liking solid colors. It looks like they have some solid colors that I'll be able to take advantage of as well. And I'm really looking forward to testing out their products, putting them to use, working them really hard in the upcoming seasons. And I'll give you guys feedback, unbiased feedback here on the podcast as well as on the Nine Finger Chronicles side. So looking forward to that. Now, that's today's episode, and I think we only have, let me look here, we got one commercial today, and that is Hunt Stand, okay? And right now, I'm just going to talk about Hunt Stand real quick. The reason I like Hunt Stand is because strictly of the functionality of it, and there being so much functionality. Some of the other apps that I've noticed, there's not a lot of functionality, and so you can't really use it how everybody's an individual. Everybody likes something a little bit different, and that's what Hunt Stand offers. There's so much functionality that you can truly use it to your needs, unlike some others out there that might be a little bit limited. You can't necessarily change certain things about the app. You have to just use it how it's built to be used. And you may not like it, but Hunt Stand really does offer a lot of functionality. And so what I always recommend is to just go to their website, huntstand.com, read up on all that functionality, like the satellite imagery that changes monthly, right? The ability to a place to hold and organize your trail cam pictures. And while you're there, read up on their Pro Whitetail platform upgrade that they released earlier this year, I believe, or late last year, and read about how that is just more functionality for the serious hunter. And I think you guys will be surprised. So go check out huntstand.com. And if you have any questions, hit me up. And tick, 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 tick. That's it. Let's get into today's Hunting Gear Podcast episode with Tracy Breen of Huntworth. 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. And today my guest is Tracy Breen of Huntworth. Tracy, man, how are we doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there, man. We're hanging in there. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm excited because I'm starting to get, I have one cell cam out right now, and that cell cam is sending me pictures of velvet bucks, and I'm starting to get a little excited just a picture of a velvet buck gets me fired up anyway, but knowing, you know, what's to come is the reason I'm starting to get excited.
Where are you located again?
I'm located in Eastern Iowa.
Okay, so you got big bucks then.
Yeah, we got big bucks. We got some big bucks.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome.
And you got, where are you guys located?
Well, Huntworth is actually in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I live in Michigan.
Okay.
I'm a marketing consultant and an outdoor writer, and Huntworth is one of my clients. So
gotcha.
I'm in Michigan. We don't have big bucks. like Iowa, but yeah. It is what it is.
Yep. All right. So let's kind of get right into it.
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit about the company history of Huntworth, because this is a company that in a way has kind of gone through a rebirth of sorts. When was the company first established?
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Okay.
Yeah. Neil Ash started the company then. He had a long history of clothing manufacturing.
Okay.
Particularly in gloves. And his first product under the Huntworth brand was a hunting glove, camouflage hunting glove.
Okay. Okay. So it starts out as a glove. Then what's the evolution look like from just starting out to a pair of gloves? Did they, cause I think I remember talking with you about, they decided to license some camo from, was it Mossy Oak or Realtree? In the beginning,
they've done a lot of, just like most companies, they've done a fair amount of licensing of camouflage, both Realtree and Mossy Oak, over the years for those gloves. And those gloves were, you know, a big box store play in a lot of different box stores around the country. And then slowly but surely, they got into hunting clothing and kind of branched off from there.
Gotcha.
And one of the things that they've done really well is they have great distribution of their brand, of their clothing. But one of the things they didn't always have was, you know, brand recognition, yeah, we'll say. And, yeah, you know, it's been a lot of years now. Time flies. I don't know how long for sure I've been with them. I want to say 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. But they kind of hired me to help rebrand them, market them in a new direction, kind of go after the hunting crowd a little more,
yep,
than they have been. And that's what we've been doing.
Gotcha. So how does the company then evolve from just gloves to, like, now we're talking lineups, heavyweight gear, midweight gear, lightweight gear, multiple camo patterns? What does that evolution look like?
Well, I think many companies go through that evolution, and you know, let's just talk about a brand everybody knows, Primos, mm-hmm, calls, right? Or some, a brand like that who is very recognizable. They start out with one call, they get distribution of that one call, and pretty soon they're like, man, we're in every box store, we're in Bass Pro, we're in Cabela's, we're in Walmart, we're all these places. Let's add another SKU. And when you add another SKU, obviously you increase your bottom line, you provide another category to the hunter trusts your brand, and you just keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. That's kind of what's happened with Huntworth. You know, they got into gloves, and then they got into pants and shirts and, mm-hmm, outer garments, and our pro staff and different people who started to really understand the brand said, hey, what about backpacks, or what about this, or what about your own camo pattern? And just before you know it, because you have that good distribution, you're kind of everywhere, and your clothing is everywhere, and that allows you to just keep growing the brand.
Yeah, absolutely. So why does a company, especially a clothing company, you know, and I've seen this in a couple other instances where they start off doing the licensing agreements with one of the major brands like Mossy Oak or Realtree, but then they break away, and then they start their own camo pattern. Why?
Oh man, we could talk for an hour on just that, but I'll try to give you the Cliff Note version. Obviously, Realtree, Mossy Oak are very well-known brands, and yep, that's why anyone partners with them, is because they're well-known and everybody wants to wear their camo patterns. But when you're licensing them, you're marketing their brands more than you're marketing your own brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of piggybacking off you. I have wonderful friends at both those companies, so I'm, you know, not throwing them under the bus in any way, shape, or form. But you're marketing their camouflage company instead of marketing your own brand. And then they're large companies. The wheels turn slow. You want to license something, there's a lot of hoops you got to jump through, reports you got to go through, and all those kind of things. As technology has gotten easier to develop camo patterns, more and more people are doing it. And just having your own pattern helps you to be unique and stand out. And, you know, we have some awesome patterns that blend in really, really well in the wilderness, in the outdoors, in the backcountry, in the whitetail woods, everywhere in between. And by developing our own patterns, we can move and shift as fast or as slow as we want to, and we don't have to ask permission from anyone.
Gotcha. All right, so you guys have three, well, if you count the snow camo, it's four, right?
I would say we really have a couple patterns that we push hard. That's Disruption and Tarnet.
Okay.
You'll see Hidden on there. Hidden is our classic sticks and limbs camouflage. But the patterns that, you know, we really promote and put our brand behind are Tarnin and Disruption.
Okay.
Disruption is a digital pattern. You know, a lot of guys like digital patterns. And then Tarnin is more of a organic, in a category all of its own. You know, it's not, yeah, sticks and limbs. It's not just, you know, like Disruption. It's, I don't know, some people call it more of organic shapes and materials. Other people say, you know, it's kind of in a category all of its own.
Yeah. And so what's the thought process there when you guys are sitting down and going, all right, well, hey, we need to come out. We're going to come out with some camo patterns. Now we need to create it. What's the What's the thought process there? What's the conversations look like?
How do we blend in?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I guess that's the kind of the foundation, right? How can we create a pattern that is just awesome, that the hunter that appeals to the hunter, right? That's right. A big part of it. A hunter has to look at it and go, yeah, that makes sense to me. And then that hunter has to be able to go out in the woods, regardless if he's 20 feet in a tree chasing whitetails or if he's at 10,000 feet chasing elk, you know, a pattern that blends in all those areas.
Yeah, I got you. All right. And, you know, I've had camo companies on before where the guy who's created the camo pattern and starts talking like, yeah, there's a lot of scientific research behind this pattern, and we've done a ton of R&D, and we've done all this stuff with the camo pattern and the material, and here's the outcome. Was it that complicated coming up with this, or was it more of a, hey, these look cool on a computer, let's put them on clothing, looks good, let's go?
I would say it's somewhere in between. Back when I was writing full-time, probably some of those people that you had on, I was hobnobbing with, I'd been in hunting camps with, I had talked about how patterns were developed, especially some of the digital patterns. I had the opportunity of, you know, interviewing the guys who were behind all those patterns. Certainly, you know, there's some science that goes into the way deer see and all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, I think we, you know, probably give the critter a little too much credit.
Yep.
There's certainly some science that goes into this, and long before it's printed on fabric, it goes through many, many stages of looking at it on a computer screen, then looking at it on a sheet of paper, then looking at it on another type of material to see how it looks on different materials, and then eventually it finds its way onto a garment.
Gotcha.
It is a long process. It's not like, hey, we're going to, you know, develop a camo pattern and 30 days later, you're printing off shirts. It's not that easy.
Right. And anybody can do that, right? Anybody can take a camo pattern and put it on a stock t-shirt or a stock coat of some sort that you could get from China or wherever, right?
Yeah, and absolutely.
Yeah. And so the next question that I have is product development, right? And how you guys go about saying, okay, we need this pants in this style. We need this jacket or base layer or whatever, insert product here. And how do you guys come up with the SKUs that you offer?
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3 alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I think we're different than most other brands. Neil, the owner of this company, will be the first to admit that he's not a hardcore hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And most of his staff are not hardcore hunters. So they early on developed a few garments and let's see how it goes. And then over time, we've brought in, you know, podcasts and TV shows and radio hosts and magazine editors and people that we work with, and we actually ask their opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that makes us different. Most companies, I dare say, and I work with a lot of companies that are, you know, unfortunately, many of them are closed-minded, right? This is how we do things, and we're not going to deviate. I'm a hunter. I know what I want, and I develop it based on my experiences. Huntworth kind of does it entirely different. Most of the people that we have under our marketing umbrella, whether that is a TV show or a podcast such as yourself, you'll use our garments for a while and we'll actually have a meeting with you and say, you know, what did you think about this coat or this jacket or yeah. this backpack? What would you change about it? And I always tell the people that we work with, that's one of the most amazing things about us is you have a voice within this company, meaning if you wear a garment and 6 months in, you go, man, you know, because I saddle hunt a lot, it'd really be nice if this garment had this or that.
Right.
If it makes sense for us to do that, by golly, the next year you'll see that change in the garment.
That's awesome. So it's like some people think that their product is the cat's meow, right? I mean, it's the best of the best. They designed it. I like how it's not it's not ego driven. And what you're doing there is you're allowing for all this. It's smart because you have all this free research and development that's going on all season long, and you're able to collect that through the, you know, through the communication that you do with all the people who use it. And there's no better way to get a 2.0 version of a product or make a product better than talk to the people directly who are using it as hard as, you know, as hard as possible throughout the entire year.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of guys, let's face it, yourself included, we have a lot of guys that we're working with that make their living in the hunting industry, right? They're spending dozens, if not hundreds of days in the field. Yeah. And we want their opinion, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we've had some zipper issues, for example, in years past. Like, man, this zipper isn't holding up. Well, we change it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh, you don't like this? There's a problem with that? Or this is wearing out, or that's wearing out? We change it. And so we've even taken the opinion of people who just send us random emails, you know what yeah. I mean? And if that email makes sense, you know, they'll send it out to me, like, what do you think of this? And by being that open book and realizing there's always things you could do to make it better, make the garments better, I think it's allowed us to really up our game as far as having an amazing piece of clothing for the price.
Yeah. And now what allows you to do that? What allows you to be really flexible in, you know, a group of people say, hey, we don't like this zipper. And you go, okay, let's change the zipper. Because some companies look at it and go, it's not going to be cost effective. Let's just let them deal with the zipper issue. And, you know, we'll just keep going. What allows you to take those next steps?
Well, obviously we don't take every, there's going to be 100 different opinions if you ask 100 people. So it does have to make sense, obviously, financially, mm-hmm. To make a change. It has to make sense from a hunter's perspective and from a manufacturing perspective. So not everything you suggest or I suggest is going to find its way onto the store shelf. But certainly some ideas do when it is a cost-effective, change that can be done. But I would say one of the reasons they could do it is, we deal directly with our manufacturers who are making it. And probably the biggest thing is we're all just pretty open-minded people. What I mean? About, hey, Dan spent 150 days in the woods wearing these pants and, he liked this. He thought this was awesome, or he didn't like this. Some of them aren't even criticisms, right? Some of them are just, man, I love this garment. Have you ever thought about doing this? Mm-hmm. And now that there's more and more saddle hunting, that's a conversation that a lot of saddle hunters have brought up to us. Like, man, this garment's awesome, but because I saddle hunt, this is happening. Have you ever thought about doing this or that?
Gotcha.
Slowly but surely that saddle hunting conversation comes up quite a bit.
Yeah. How do you guys choose your materials?
Neil really is a master of materials. He's been at this. Neil is, I'm not sure his age, late 50s, whatever. He's been in the garment industry his whole adult life. His parents were in the garment industry. And so he really understands materials and what's cost effective versus what's tough, what's going to handle, sheep hunting in Alaska and climbing up a tree in Iowa and everything in between. He really understands those materials inside and out. And is constantly striving to find new materials that, up the game.
Yeah. So what makes the decision at that point? And I want to continue on here with materials, because it seems like there's just a ton of different options in hunting clothing that are out there. Is there a material that is just the best for hunters, or is there a style or a cut or a fabric that hunters just go, hey, this works really well. This is what we're going to make our gear out of.
A lot of the materials are pretty similar between brands for sure. And I think a lot of it boils down to is some manufacturers, and I won't, point any out or whatever, but some of them have exclusive agreements with a textile company overseas, and they're the only hunting industry garment company to be able to use this certain kind of material in their pant, and advertise that name. That certainly plays a role in some of this. And just like Ford, Chevy, Dodge, all those kind of things, you have a lot of textile companies making very similar materials. I think, what everyone's looking for is a stretchy material that's durable, that dries quickly, and can take a beating. And there's a variety of different textile companies that are making those kind of materials.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And
so,
and lightweight, obviously. I mean, lightweight plays a role.
Yeah.
You know, how warm it is plays a role. It just depends on what the garment is.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm on the website here, and the first question I have is every garment available in every camo pattern?
No.
No. Okay. No. So no. How do you choose what camo pattern to put on what garments?
Well, a lot of it boils down to what, and we're kind of, you know, pulling back the curtain here a little bit, but a lot of it boils down to certain retailers want certain garments. Maybe a buyer at a certain store wants a certain camo pattern on a certain garment, and then comes down to price point. In some cases, some retailers want a certain price point, and then a lot of the garments that you see on the website are only available on the website in those camo patterns. We have an e-commerce business that's, you know, growing, and there's some garments with certain camo patterns that are only available on the website. So you know, there's no easy answer to some of these questions, and I think as e-commerce takes off for everyone in this space, there's certain garments that are only available on the website. And a lot of that boils down to not wanting to compete with our retailers.
Yeah. 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 That's a big issue. And so the next question, kind of to take it a step further, is how do you guys determine what camo pattern to put on the garment from a temperature standpoint? And what I mean by that is I can go to your website and I can see you have it categorized by heavyweight, lightweight, and midweight.
Yeah. I'm not sure, you know, that's not a decision I'm part of, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I can say in all of our conversations, I've never had anyone on the design team or Neil or Karen say, you know, we're going to put this camo pattern on, for early season and this one on for late season or anything like that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And so, I look at some of it and I go, okay, this might have an application in the Midwest, and this might have a application in the, you know, a Western state for a potential elk hunt or something like that. Who is your demographic?
You know, at the end of the day, a whitetail hunter is obviously the lion's share of our market.
Yep.
Obviously, we're going west. I mean, there's more and more guys using our stuff elk hunting. Nick Hoffman, the host of Nick's Wild Ride on the Outdoor Channel, he would be what I classify as an international hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's hunting ibex, he's hunting sheep, he's hunting moose, he's hunting everything in between. So he's putting it to the test in many, many mountain environments. But at the end of the day, our demographic, our main guy is just an average American deer hunter, with an average income. You know, there's many brands out there, and you know them, you've probably had some of them on the podcast that are, they're really a high end garment, right? A $500-$600 coat. That's not who we want to be. We want to be the Ford and Chevy of hunting clothing.
Yeah.
And we want to provide a quality garment at a reasonable price that if you're an average American, you can walk into a store or look at our website and you can feel good about buying that garment. And all joking aside, you don't have to, you know, ask your wife for permission,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
right.
Let's face it. If you go buy some of the systems from some of these other brands, I mean, you're talking several thousand dollars,
yeah.
You know, to buy everything you need to go on a hunt. That's just not us. That's who we don't want to be, that company. And so a lot of what drives us is how do we provide a quality garment without breaking the bank,
mm-hmm.
both at wholesale and retail. That's on a front of mind in almost every conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
In your opinion, what's the difference between Huntworth and some of the, what some would say, are the elite brands up there.
Sure.
And, you know, I can name names if you want, but you get it.
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, it doesn't hurt my opinion, yeah. You know. I mean, if you want to call out Sitka or Kuyu or, yeah. who, you know, whoever. Yeah. Are those garments, you know, a little tougher in some situations? Yes. You know, we had one pro staffer, Average Jack Archery. He's a YouTuber. He did some testing for us, some independent testing for his YouTube channel. One of the things he said was we were, you know, 75% to 80% of the quality for half the price. Mm-hmm. And I think that really describes us well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's no doubt if you're on a sheep hunt, a doll sheep hunt, you know, in Alaska, some of those garments might hold up better. But then again, you know, we have Nick Hoffman, who's been all over the world with our clothing. And, you know, off the record, I'll ask him, you know, did this hold up or that hold up? And very rarely does he come back from one of those hunts and say, man, this garment just got torn to pieces on the side of that mountain.
Yeah.
You know, so we are, in a lot of cases, 50 to 60% of the cost of some of those other garments. You know, 70%, maybe, you know, some of them are maybe 30 or 40% more in other situations, depends on the garment.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be a little bit better in certain categories. Some of them go neck and neck. But if you look at the data, right, of how many days the average hunter spends a field, most of those guys are buying those brands just so they can be a cool kid. And whatever, I get it. I mean, I work for some cool kid brands as well.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just want to have the best or want to have that brand that, you know, some people want to drive a Lamborghini. Do they need a Lamborghini? Do they need to go 150 miles an hour? Of course not, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that, as we all know from working in this space every day. There's a lot of that that goes on.
Yeah, just stepping outside of hunting for a second, I had a Ferrari, a picture of a Ferrari in my room growing up my whole life. And it was like a 1990 Ferrari. I think it was called the Lehman's or if some French okay. name for it. And I, to this day, want that car. It's off topic, but I want a Ferrari someday. Maybe I'll get it. I don't know.
Hard to drive that in the backcountry.
Yeah, exactly. However, I did see a picture online of a guy with a dead mule deer on a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I think that one did float around. I've seen him on Corvettes and
yep.
you know, different
Corvettes,
even, you know. So yeah, it happens.
And one thing I want to mention about, you know, like product compare is you put a product one-on-one against one of these elite brands and maybe like one-on-one, just like a coat versus a coat. But what I've been finding out over the last 5 to 7 years of trying to curate what I feel comfortable in the tree stands is really if you layer right and you pick the right garments for, you know, different scenarios, you don't need all that other stuff, because the chances you're going to be hunting in a blizzard multiple times a year is very rare. Okay. And so what I've found is that you can curate, like I could go into Huntworth online and I could curate and I could find something that's going to keep me comfortable in a tree in hot weather, average 45 degree rut weather, and then also the extreme cold of, you know, let's say in 2008, I think 19 was the coldest rut that I've ever hunted. It was like negative 12 for like 3 days in a row.
Okay.
So like curating and just matching up the right garments for a person is more important than having one badass garment that's going to, because it doesn't do everything.
It's all about layering, right? Yep. I mean, that's what it boils down to. That's nothing new. You know, I do think the pricing on some of these garments, and what has really made Huntworth start to stand out, is some of these companies that are just out of control.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like when I'm doing research, I walk into a retailer and I'm looking on a store shelf, and here's a coat that's, you know, $600, $700. It's just like, wow, a pair of bibs that's $500, $600, or a pair of waders that's over $1,000. you know, I mean, all these things have just really gotten out of control, and people just can't afford it. You know what I mean? And so people are starting to go, man, it'd be nice maybe to have that high-end brand, but I don't care that much. Yeah. And they start looking at our stuff, and really word of mouth is the greatest marketing. Yeah. You know, where you have one guy in a group of buddies, and he's willing to step out on a limb and buy Huntworth, even though his other buddies have some other brand. And next thing you know, they're all wearing it and going, yeah, you know, I mean, not only is it a lot less expensive, but man, I'm warm, I'm dry, I'm, you know, I used it for 14 days elk hunting. I, you know, went to Kansas and what, like you said, in the rut, it was cold and yeah. I stayed warm. And so that's one of the reasons we're really starting to stand out is we yeah. can offer that quality at a lot less price. And let's face it, a lot of those bigger brands spend a lot of money on marketing. Mm-hmm. And that has to be paid for somehow.
Exactly. 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 Okay. So let's kind of go through, I'll throw a scenario out at you and you tell me maybe what lineup you would go look at, maybe even a specific garment, and we can play this, you know, situational game. And I think
I'll probably have to get on the website myself because, you know, there's, I don't know if you'll be able to see me or not, how we can do this because, you know.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of garments.
Yeah, yeah.
And I even wear them all myself, you know. Yeah. What I find, and I'm not a guy who needs to own every garment myself, but yep. they send, just like you were saying earlier, they send me some clothing. I test it out. And I find myself wearing some variation of whatever it is they sent me mm-hmm. for years. Yeah. You know what I mean? And whether I'm elk hunting or turkey hunting or deer hunting, I tend to be a guy who wants a lightweight layer. And then I'll add a couple layers. And I never really wear the bulkiest of their garments.
Right. Right.
You know,
that's really kind of the way I am as well until it gets super cold. Like if yeah. if it's,
I mean,
a cold
it really
rut, yeah.
If I look at, you know, I'm just on their website right now, looking around, just trying to give you some, and it depends on, you know, are you a late season guy or, you know, a mid season guy? What is it do you want?
Yeah.
And I'm looking here, probably my one of my favorite garments is, a Torrington midweight men's soft shell hunting pant, okay, and tarnin. You'll see the abrasion resistant knees. I wear that one quite a bit in a variety of conditions. And if you look right to the left of that, you'll see the soft shell, you know, jacket. I'm wearing something like that a lot. It's quiet. And like I said, and then I'll just wear their base layers a lot underneath that. Tartan is what I've been wearing because that's our latest pattern, you know. But something that I like to wear a lot while we're on this same page is the Saskatoon vest. You know, everybody loves a vest. I find myself wearing a vest all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, you can shed that jacket, but then have the vest on, especially if you're, you know, bow hunting and you need the range of motion and things like that. And then we can talk about heat boost if you want.
That's to talk about that. That was my next question.
Yeah. You want to just slide into that?
Yes. What is heat boost?
So heat boost is kind of where the graphene technology, what is a coating put on the yarn used in the garments, and independent testing, not our own testing. I mean, we've tested it certainly, but independent testing shows it can be up to 30% warmer without any added bulk. Okay, so obviously every bow hunter, in particular gun hunters, it's not as important, but every bow hunter, you know, we want something as lightweight as possible. Well, heat boost is that garment. The problem with heat boost, if there's a problem with it, is you better be a late season hunter. If you're wearing that, that's yeah. not something you're going to buy heat boost and wear it the first week of October in Iowa and then wear it all the way through. You'll sweat your guts out.
Yeah.
It's so warm that most of the time when I wear it, I'm not putting it on until I reach my hunting destination.
Meeting. Right.
It's in my backpack. You know, I'm hiking into the tree stand or the blind or whatever, and I don't put it on until I'm sitting down and comfortable, because it'll just sweat you right out of it. But it's awesome, you know, for that late season hunt. And there really is. You can't look at me wearing that and go, oh man, that's a super warm jacket, or you know, I don't look like the Michelin man wearing
it. Right.
You know, it just looks like a thin outer garment. But it's a this graphene technology is, you know, put on the yarn and then sewn into the garment, and it really, what it does is trap your body heat. It makes your body the furnace, providing the heat, and it bounces off that garment and it comes back to the body. And what I often say is, the first time they sent it to me, I had an aha moment. A lot of our pro staffers have what I call an aha moment, where you slide your hand in a pair of those gloves or put that coat on, within a minute you can feel the heat radiating back to your body.
Yeah, that's important, and I'll just second that, man. Like, I like garments like this because once I get, I'm a guy who cools down, not quickly, but gets cold easily, and so I always have to. I'm a bigger dude, so I sweat on my way to the tree stand, so I'm not wearing hardly anything, and then, or you know, to my hunting location, as far as whitetails in the Midwest is concerned, and then I get to my tree, and either on the bottom or up in it, I'm putting everything, you know, I'll put everything on. And probably because I'll be hunting out of a saddle more this year, I will take, you know, I'll have to put my garment on, then put my saddle on, and then climb up. And so that's being able to, like, I don't know that I'm going to be warm once I do cool down. It's that's very important to me.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athlete-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps. You got this. And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athlete-ish, Sierra's got it.
Yeah, I mean, you will be able to stay in the stand longer or in the saddle. I mean, that's just, I have cerebral palsy. You know, I have poor circulation, and that garment is a game changer. You know, it's not meant for ice fishing, but I have a cottage in northern Michigan. And in the winter there, I mean, it's well below zero. And long before this stuff reached production and we were just testing it out, I mean, I took it ice fishing just to see how it would hold up, you know, against the, you know, minus 10 type of temperatures and things like that. And it held up. I mean, it truly does keep you warm. It's not a buzzword. It's not marketing. It's legit.
Yeah. And then, do you guys have any type of windproofing in your material or in your garments as well?
Yeah. A lot of those are windproofing, and Heat Boost provides some of that already, but you'll look, I mean, there's some, let me go here for you.
That same vest you were talking about, the men's Saskatoon vest has that.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff has windproofing in it. Different garments do. It just depends on the line. But, I mean, it certainly blocks out, you know, and it'll say it right in the description.
Gotcha. Okay, so the one thing that I have issues with, especially hunting here in Iowa in ag country, is like things like beggar's lice and cockaburrs. Is this something that your garments will pick up? Is this just something that you got to deal with?
Some of them, some of them pick them up, you know, more than others, depending on the material. But we have those in Michigan, and unfortunately that's, you know, part of it sometimes, especially, and you probably run into this, you know, we want a soft, quiet material a lot of times. And when we're hunting, and those soft, quiet materials sometimes pick up that stuff fairly easily.
Yeah. There was one pair of pants that I wanted to, it's a solid color.
Yeah. Everybody likes those. Yeah.
What's the name of those?
I believe the Durham.
Yes.
Durham. I think that's the one you're talking about.
Exactly.
You're talking solid color, color. Yeah,
I really like those, not only for a Western application, but for early season, like that early October time frame. Yeah. Do those pick up the burrs and stuff, or do those not as much?
Yeah, I mean, some people use them for upland hunting as well, obviously, and so the solid colors have become pretty popular here last year. I mean, they are a newer introduction. The Durhams, I think this is year two of having them around. Maybe year three, but I think it's year two.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're absolutely a good pant and very popular.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So someone has been listening to this today and they're like, you know,
I probably put him to sleep.
No. I mean, this is all great conversation. Someone is sitting and they're going, hey, I need to get new gear for this year, or I want to upgrade to something different. Why should a serious hunter, or just a hunter in general, consider Huntworth?
That provides the features, provides the quality for the price we have it retailing at. I mean, it's that simple. As I said earlier, you know, you can go into YouTube and check out some of the reviews. Average Jack Archery and others have done them. Many people independently have tested them, even people we're not associated with. And most people are impressed with the quality for the price. And, you know, I've been into Cabela's or Bass Pro or some of those places, and you look at a garment, you're like, you know, it's a paper thin shell of a coat and they want $249 for it. And you look at what you get, you know, when you're buying a Huntworth garment, and it's just so much more, mm-hmm. you know? And what a lot of people do is they tiptoe in, and I encourage people to do that, you know, buy a pair of pants and maybe a thin jacket or, a couple shirts, a base layer, whatever, and just see what you think of it. A lot of people do that. And it's smart to do that too if you're on a budget, you know what I mean? Go spend a few $100 and see how it goes. You know, times are tight right now, right? Inflation's high, gas prices are high. I mean, it's that, and I think that's what's one of the reasons that's made us popular is people are finally looking at their budget and going, man, can I really afford to spend $600-$700 on a coat or, you know, $500 on a pair of pants?
Right. When you can spend that same amount of money on a tag for an out-of-state hunt. Thank you very much. Yeah, I really appreciate you taking time. I forgot. Do you guys have any type of warranty on your apparel, on your clothing?
There is. You know, that's an area, I'll be honest, I don't even pay much attention to that. The warranty doesn't get used that much.
Gotcha.
And it's not something I've even marketed that much. You know, from a marketing standpoint, they don't have me like out pushing a warranty. I'm sure we can find it here if we, you know, want to take a second. I'm sure the warranty is on here. I don't know if you want to or not.
Nah, don't worry about it. I mean, you have a warranty if you want to go find out about it.
I mean, everybody's got a warranty. It makes everybody feel warm and fuzzy, but it's you know, we do have people send stuff back from time to time, unused or whatever. It wasn't what I thought. We have a, you know,
1 year limited warranty. There it is. Just got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, Tracy, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and educate us about Huntworth and the mission and whatnot. If people want to find out more information about Huntworth, where should we send them?
Huntworthgear.com. You know, I challenge everyone to just type in Huntworth reviews or those kind of things into YouTube. You'll find a lot of information there as well. There's a lot of YouTubers now that are wearing our garments, whether it's hardcore turkey hunters, deer hunters, you know, coyote hunters, everybody in between.
Yeah, I know some guys that really love it. So thanks, man. Hey, have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.